Oh, I have. Thank you. So, Bowtie, a few notes before we begin losing. Number one, he mentioned the Rambam seems to say that there is a din with respect to the issue of shaving, of haircut, yiluach, tzoret. He mentions it twice. Strange Rambam. He mentions the issue of tzoret when he lists all the issurim which apply during Shiva. That's in Perek Hey, Halacha Aleph. Eilu dvarim shavul asadam beyom rishim in atorah, b'shara Shiva siyamei ha'evel v'dereyem. And the first one also was Tater. Then, that's in Perek Hey, Halacha Aleph. In Perek Vav, Halach Aleph, B'divrei Sofrim, Tis Avelis of Shloshim. What are the five things of Shloshim? Tis Boret, Giyot, Nisuin, Simchas Bereyes, Tolelech, V'skorim, Medina, V'medina. Five things in total. The obvious question is, why does he mention Tis Boret twice? He mentions Tis Boret in Shiva, and he mentions Tis Boret again by Shloshim. You'll say, oh, because he mentions all of them twice. Not so. Not so. All the other Yisurei Shloshim, which obviously apply during Shiva as well, the Kal V'chomer, are not mentioned when he lists them in Perek Hey, Halach Aleph. None of them. Not Yud, not Nisuin, not Simchas Mereyes, not Leilach Mitzkora. None of them is mentioned. So the question, the obvious question is why. So I didn't suggest a pshat like this. I think it's a very good pshat. Even more striking. When the Rambam, this is halacha lemaisa, when there was a theory, but, well, this is also not really the maisa, but somewhat the maisa. When the Rambam lists the 11 things which are awesome in a Torah by an Ovel, he omits these other four things. So such important matters as Giyut, Nisuin, are not found, Simchas Mereyes, are not found in the list of 11 which are awesome in a Torah on the first day of Avela. Therefore, straight reading the Rambam yields to an amazing conclusion that in fact they're not Asim Midorais at all. They're not Isurim Midorais. Just not. They weren't mentioned here. To which I add, if you look carefully in the Gemara and the Tezvav, which gives you all the various Yalfusas, which although they're all Asmachas, the Rambam felt them important enough to actually list them all off in Perakei, Minayin, we through the Gemara Tezvav. You will not find these four things there either, unless I missed them. I didn't see Giyut, Nisuin, Simchas Mereyes, and Leilach Mitzkora. I didn't see that as well. It's a long list. I missed something. I didn't see it. And therefore, since it's a long list, includes all of the rites and omits these, apparently they're talking about the rites. If so, we could say like this. The Rambam's lesson is, Eilu Dvarim, Shavu'al Otzlam, Yom HaShrishim, and HaTorah, U'Bishar, Shavu'adam, and Medivreim. Which means that in effect, the Shiva is an extension of the Rabbanadik extension of the Yom Rishon D'Oraita. This is an important point for a later day that we're going to discuss. That the definition of Shiva is that whatever the Torah said is one day, the Chazal extended for 7 days, for a total of 7 days. So we understand very well. Tisporos Osir Midoraita, day one, you have to say Tisporos is an Yisur of Shiva. Tisporos, in addition to that, has an additional level of being one of the Yisurei Shloshim. So Tisporos, in effect, has Tzvei Dinim, right? It is a Din D'Oraita of day one, which is extended to day seven. That's in Perek Hey. And it's also, because it goes beyond, so Shloshim has to be included in the Shloshim. That's why it's mentioned twice. This, of course, we've already said before, I quoted you from the Sefer Divrei Sofrim, he wants to say that it's relevant to the Hefter of an Eishes Ish to involve itself in Tisporos Yachas Shiva. Even though it's an Easter Shloshim, what's the difference before or after? No, could be it makes a difference. I wanted to say, that's not a riot, it's just a question of how till the hair is disheveled, till the end of the Torah. We say, no, it's an actual din. And I have further proof to this yisod, it's a real din from a dark emotion. Not up to it yet, we'll get to it. It's a matav kuf memchet and arachayim, we'll get to it. And I have proof to the original yisod that 7 is considered an extension of day 1, from a Chuvas Maimon to Menchov, again we'll get to it. So the Yisodas we have, this thing puts it together. That's Ha'orah number one for today. Ha'orah number two has to do with, I had left with a question yesterday, and the Chevra, the Tamidim, came up not only with one pshat, but actually two pshat. So, I don't think they told Meshnaim and Echad, but I want to mention to you, we had a Shvera Mechaber. We didn't know what to do with him. The Mechaber in Simon Shin Pei, Sifchav Gimel Chav Dal Chafei, the last Sifim, it just doesn't fit. For those who haven't shown up, please open it up and see what he said. And then we'll try to figure it out. Okay, whoever has Shin Pei, Sif Chav Gimel Chav Dal Chafei. The very end, the long Simon, the last 25 Sifim, the last three Sifim, and it's a very long Simon. After he finished, we'll go back to the early part of the Simon. So the Mechaber wrote what I put in Chafei for, because Chafei has the word Shloshim in it. First time Shloshim appears is Chafei. Therefore, quite clear that Chaf Gimel and Chaf Dal are not Shloshim. You left the Kasha, it's impossible. Because if Yosef Karo himself, in his last version of the Beis Yosef, which he called the Bedek HaBayit, which he wrote the Sof Yomov, as he wrote the Kesef Mishnah B'Sof Yomav, after he finished the Beis Yosef, after he finished Shulchan Aruch, he wrote his later works. There he's a Rambam fan, and he wants to say that even the earlier Sif is B'Shloshim. That's true. That's what he says. But he never corrected the Shulchan Aruch. He finds it elsewhere. But he says in Beis Yosef, and he passed the Shulchan Aruch on that basis. And although he seems to have changed his mind in the Kesef Mishnah and or the Bedek HaBayis, the Shulchan Aruch remained. Okay, that's just a point. So therefore, it's talking about Shiva. But the big problem becomes Shiva. Right? Shiva? So what are we saying over here? I'll call our Mesim. The Mechaber says, Rosa Lamayit, Asik, Sklora, Muteris, Lokon, Dover, Ovid, Yamayit. Rosa Enim, Yamayit. Ovid, Venimo, Yamayit. Okay? So what's the din? It's the Mephurashi Gemara. Before Shigamar, the Gemara says Dover Aved. The book Yosef has 2 days about this. Is it Dover Aved or not? What does that depend upon? Well, the Prakmatia's answer. The Prakmatia's answer, which is the Mechaba Paskins in Siv Gimel, like the Ramba, then it must be limited to Dover Aved. As the book Yosef says in 1 day, as the Tosafot Kaf Zayin say, had it not been for the Ramba, we could have said it's referring to all scholars. There's no use of scholar whatsoever. Actually, this is one opinion in the book of Yosef. Fine. But assuming that the Beis Yosef calls both the book of Yosef, both days, who pi risheni ikar, the Zavar Aved, shekron is bar, but simen zeh, the Asa the Tzchara. That's before he gets to the Bedek HaBayit. And that's what he says. This is Sakan the Mechaber. You understand again very well. Okay, it's limited to Zavar HaAved. Everything's fine and good. With me so far? So we went from Chafei, back to Chaf Dalet, now Chaf Gimel. That's where the problem starts. What's Chaf Gimel? Ha'olot in Vakam Lamakam, be the Tzchara of Hashem HaShem. What? Who? Who is this? On other level, what? What Shmuel did he hear? What did he hear? Shulchan Aruch goes on, in Yochel Lemayesh, the last of Shem Eitzik, both of Yer Mutav, Tim Lav, Shem Yikne, we also hear, Lo Yim Tzav, Yik Yisra, Yikne the Torah, Adav, Ramah Shishun Chayin Nefesh, and after some of the gifts of Udvarim, Udvarim, especially whether there's a Vav there or not. The Torah left out the Vav, the Mechaber left out the Vav, and the Beit Yosef should be Udvarim, with a Vav, so the Rif and the Rambam, and some of the Pelakam in the Shulchan Aruch, the Vav still got lost. I don't know. The Vav didn't make it in. Called part of the question, what's it talking about? Ovid Imo or Shaar Krov? What's the case? What is the case? What is the case? Oh. So here, the Sefer Divrei Sofrim felt compelled to understand and talk about Ovid Imo. Now, the truth is, in this he followed the cast of Mishnah South in the Rambam. But he pointed out yesterday, the order is reversed, and there's no dream of Avimo yet. Very difficult. For other Rishonim, very difficult to assume it's Avimo. Very shver. Nope. So it's LMI, you say it's not Avimo. Nope, not Avimo. What did it say? If it's Dover or Aved, right, where Prakmatia is permissible. So, what's the name of my? So there's no need to be memaiz. There's no need to be memaiz. So again, what's going on? If it's not Dover Aved, he asks him to call Siv Gimel completely. If it is Dover Aved, and it's talking about Shaar Krov and the Pashtus, so why be memaiz? Why? That was the kasha we had yesterday. A miridika kasha. I had no teret yesterday. Oh, so the Talmidim suggested, I think it's Ezri's suggestion, who else was your partner? Your partner. Someone else was someone, I forgot who it was already. That the Mechava passed like Tosfos. Why didn't I think of this? Because it's Beis Yosef. We never close to Tosfos. And usually he follows the Beis Yosef. What a Tosfos. We never read it yesterday in Shia. Chof Zayin Amud Aleph. The top Tosfos. Chof Zayin Amud Aleph. Tosfos two Pshatim. First shot. Chof Amayev Ove V'imo. Which is the Holik Bezerech. He tirulo shir gal galimoyim imen yochol amayev. To the Sharmes name of my cloud, the man of Rosa. Alright? So on the contrary, it's a dispensation. Holech v'derech produces a kula. Right? That's how that's different stuff from the chat. So much of the email. You can cross from the table of the Mechaba. Let's see the next chat and talk. Be mari hocha v'Sharmes him. Sarach lom ala hepech. Holech v'derech v'enanoa gavelus kokach u'misnachem yoser. Also, the Harabos, the Isko, Yosem, and also the Yosem, the Beso, the Enemis Nachem. Wow, what a shot. To the contrary, Holek Baderach is a Chumra. I mean, it leads to a Chumra. The guy's not sitting home, he's not sitting Shiva at home. He's on the road. Look, everyone knows you're on the road, you're not thinking so much about your Avelis. Because you're on the road, and not thinking so much about your Avelis, the Chazal imposed a Chumra upon him. That although it's talking about the other Ave, Nonetheless, and Shar Mesim, so Rabbi does not require to be Mamayit, but he's on the road, they impose this limitation to be Mamayit, and the Lord shouldn't forget about Avelis completely. This being the case of Shad and Tolst in the Shulchan Aruch too. We're assuming that when the Mechaber said in Chavdalit, Chorabu Teres of Kagon Dover HaAveh, that's what we're talking about. Chav Gimel is also talking about Dover HaAveh, although it's not explicit. We're talking about Dover HaAveh. Oh, Adavar Aved, in Chav Dalet it says, Shamesim, Rotsa Enem Amayit, do whatever you want. But that's what he's saying at home. Chav Gimel is, Holech Limokom Lamokom Eskora, Demo Machmer on him, and they say, you have to be Amayit, even by Shamesim, even by Adavar Aved. That's the Pshat. This, having been said, I wanted to suggest Pshat in Rambam this way, on the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Gimel. What does Shulchan Aruch say in Sif Gimel? Kishem shu asa basiyas malacha, kachu asur lisev lisav lisev b'skara. Look what he had. V'leilach m'mdina l'mdina b'skara. What are you wearing? What's he wearing over here? V'leilach m'mdina l'mdina b'skara. What's the Rambam Shulchan? What are they wearing over here? This could be the answer. That there were machmir more by someone who talks about m'mdina l'mdina, not k'mina for davar ha'aveid. That davar ha'aveid by staying at home. So the Sharmesim ain't a Mamayit, but if he's Holech Mimdina Zilin the Torah, has to be Mamayit anyway. That could be shot over here. I didn't say so beferish in the Mechaba. Beis Yosef didn't even quote it from Tosfos. Well, it could be that the shot was in the Nimukei Yosef, although they didn't quite spell it out. But the Gemara did say Holech Mimakom Lamakom, so that should be Lechora a relevant consideration. Tosfos says one shot. No, it just happens to be that case. No difference. But the Pashas is not that way. Either it's a trip more of a kula, some of the emo, which is Tosfos' first shot, or Fakert. It's more of a chumra by Sharmesim. It's only, it doesn't say over the emo here, it must be Sharmesim. It must be next to chumra. And that's presumably what the Nemuke Yosef means, although it doesn't say it, what the base also means, although he doesn't say it. This is the pshat which one could suggest. Oh. The second pshat was interpreted as no. All typical Gil means to say is the same thing as we say in Chavdalet. What's that? Dover Ovid is Mutter, and Dover Shena Ovid is Aser. That's all it means. But what is Dover Ovid? What's not Dover Ovid? That's what the Shulchan Aruch is explaining to us. That's what the Gemara comes out and explaining to us. Again, what happens? In Yochol Amayish, the last of Shemesh will also hear. Mutter. That'll be a case of Dover Shena Ovid. So don't do it. V'yim Lav. What does that mean? It's Dover Ovid. What's the name of Dover Ovid? Yeah, which can fit under the category of Dover HaAveh. That was the second suggestion. Maybe not so glad, but a suggestion was made. Yes. All right. That's in general a question, but okay, I hear. Good question. Rabbi Stein, I want to get to today's shiur. I'm just bringing these points to your attention. This is the relating to previous shiur. Okay, Rabbi Stein? Now we're going to go back to the Shulchan Aruch earlier, much earlier, in Siman Shin Pei, to resume an analysis of the halachas of Malacha for an Avel. And as I said to you already yesterday, large chunks of this analysis is not based upon here the third parak, but rather upon the second parak. Let's take a look over here in the Rosh. We were there already yesterday. Let's look at it again. In Perek Beis Simen Dalet. We'll look with the Shulchan Aruch in a moment. Perek Beis Simen Dalet. We already pointed out the Rosh's point yesterday. Why is it that Dover Ovid is Asur, but why is it more common than Kalamayit? Let's read it again. It's about the 10th line of the second column, page 62. V'adam machmarin and tfei v'ovel mi b'chol ha-moed. Why, says the Rosh, are we more machmarin ovel v'chol ha-moed? The ovel also lasts to the dover ovel atmo. Ach, v'isa malacha b'ovel asmuchu ha-kro. The divrei kabbalah. V'isa malacha b'chol ha-moed asmuchu ha-kro do ha-raisa. That's more chomer. Nirali ha-tam. V'shud the yimei evlo efshu shiasa ha-cherim. V'chem lai rosa l'hakra shiasa tok shloshu v'atmo. If he was dover ovel. Mashenka b'chola moed, that kol atzumas is malacha. This is the Rosh. This is the Rosh. And what will happen with E.F. Shaydei Echeret? Is that told for us? Should be mutter. That's what the Ramos says over here in Simen Shin Pei. Sif Hei. Well, Sot Sif Dalet. I feel Dover Ovid Osta Velasso. Okay? Then it says, Hey, Osta Velasso 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 Elam came the Dover Ha'ave. Says Ramah, via Shomrim, Diyam lo yuchal lasa de Echeim with Dover Ha'ave, mutal lo lasa sovel biatmo. That's a machlokas ha-tanoim, that's a machlokas ha-amoroim, machlokas ha-rishonim, and ha-paskin. Right? The Mechabe says it's Osir, that's the Rif, the Ramam and the Maharam quoted in Enes Simon Aleph. The Ramah is Mekil, like the Ramban and the Rosh. The machlokas. Those who ask why they answer it, the Bach explains why they answer it. They answer it because we're afraid he's going to forget his avelus. And it's kind of a chumrah, he's going to forget his avelus, something which is irrelevant in the area of Chalamoid, and therefore the machmer more on avelus than a Chalamoid, not as the Rosh explained, because he do to somebody else. If the Rosh is right, which he taught so, it should be mutter to do yourself to somebody else. But these gedolei are rishonim based on tanoim, who say it's also even if you cannot find someone else, have a different reason why Avelis is more chomer than Moed. What's the reason? Says the Bach, we're afraid you're going to forget the Avelis. That's the Bach's reason. Tosfos Yud Beis is a different reason. The opposite of the Rosh. Tosfos Yud Beis and Aleph says like this. Tosfos says, he said like this, Dvaram utram b'chol ha-shamoid, asur b'mei evlo, da'havi da'oraisa, okay, ain't da'oraisa, ava b'moed akilu. Whoa, it's exactly the opposite of the Rosh. He says, fakert, avelis is da'oraisa, okay, ain't da'oraisa, and chol ha-moed is da'rabonim. He says, ha-chlegsim and both. He says, exactly the opposite of the Rosh, the Tosfos, and therefore comes to the conclusion that that's the reason why we're more machmir on chol ha-moed, on avelis rather, than on Chol HaMoed. Yet others say, no. It's based upon the Gemara Tetz Zvav. It's quoted by the Divrei Sofer Chav Dalet. We say, V'fachti chageichem le'evel. That we equate Avelus to Chag, to Yontif itself, and not to Chol HaMoed. On Yontif itself, of course, the Avir Aved is also. Those who disagree say, no. It's just a matter of how many days. V'fachti chageichem le'evel. It's the right that we have Avelus for 7 days, and Shavuos is one day, Shavuos Rechoka, and a whole sukkah in the Gemara. Fine. Yeah. Okay. Well, part of it is going to be, you're right. Okay, good. Correct. Let's go further, a little further. The Rosh's Lashon, according to the Emek Dover, it's called Samach Dalet, is that after 3 days, if it's a Dover or Aved, you could do it by yourself, even though it will be called Efsher Ayadei Acherim. How do you know? Because the Braisa Chof Aleph Medeis, which makes a distinction between the first 3 days and the remaining 4 days, is referring to Efsher Ayadei Acher. And yet we say that when they're mati, again, after 3 days they're over, sounds like it's Mutter himself, also Batsina, and it's referring to a case of Efsher Ayadei Acher. What do you mean Efsher Ayadei Acher? So I think what he means is that the Rush is of the opinion, the Rush that look, you can be misparnes minat stucker. We discussed that before. You can be misparnes minat stucker. So only have misparnes minat stucker and have a skufo, needs on the kufo shul stucker. So efshar ayadei achem, not in the sense that he's going to get do the malacha, but someone else will in fact support him. This sheet is a rush. The poskim seem to say that it's also. Pashtus. After 3 days, they say, let someone else do it. You shouldn't do it. And that's the mashmaos of the Ravid. Because the Ravid writes, Rabbi Osai, that the Bryce does EF Shari Deyachar. He doesn't consider going to stuff as an option. Okay? And therefore he passes, if you recall, against Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Right? Because, and what's his proof? Take a look here. Parak Beis Simon Aleph. He quotes our Gemara, Chof Aleph Medbeis. He's in parentheses, Chof Aleph Medbeis. Avo Shoshem Rishonim, Osu Masiyas Malacha. Masiyas Malacha, Afil Ani Amitzpanas Menatzaka. Venuch Aveda Gedola Me Aveda Zgufo. Avo Mishlosha Veelech, Vare Mutzpanas Malacha Betzineh Bedavar Aved, etc. So he's saying over here, that even if it's impossible to get somebody else, it's still going to be Osu. Because it's considered to be the equivalent of Iyav Shayadei Acher. And therefore, if you're matter after 3 days, it's only when Efsher Ayadei Acher, against the Rush. The Rush Pasuk of Shimon Gamliel, because he says the Ramon Tzipei, and therefore after 3 days is Mutter, even by Efsher Ayadei Acher. All this fits in with the Cheshbon, is how we pass in La'aloch. Fine. There's an interesting Chumra which the Gemara has, found in the Shulchan Aruch as well, Siv Dalet. Based on the Gemara we just had. I feel the Dov Rabbi Otzlas of Asmo, Bein Hu, Bein Avada V'Shevkosav U'Bonav U'Vnosav Shemasi Adeyem Shalom. If someone whose earnings go to me automatically, does the work, it's considered as if I did it. It's considered as if I did it, right? I did it. I mean, I did it. I didn't do it myself. I had my slave labor or my child labor do it for me. So the purposes of this din is considered as if I did it myself. This, of course, conveys an impression that Yisrael Malacha is more work-profit-oriented than Lama Tetz Malacha-oriented. But that's what it says. Fine. What about a child who was over bar or bat mitzvah? So there's some of such individuals in this room, right, who are being supported by their father. So it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Mas Yadehem belong to the father. That's also included in this Isser. What about a wife? So, we all know the Psak, that there's a Takana, Tiklum of Mizonos and Mas Yadehem. The husband supports the wife, and the wife's earnings go to the husband. And therefore, this being the case, so the wife also is included in the Isser, the equivalent of Ayadeh Atzel. The only way out of it, he quotes in the verse of Kod Lamed, he should be mochel her masir deo for that week. Honey, keep your earnings for this week. So if he's mochel her masir deo, so then it's not considered as he did it himself. It's a quote from the Das Kedoshim. The problem, of course, becomes who knows this? Who's going to realize this? Who knows about this mechila? It's a problem of a farhesia, of kind of a maris ayin. So the Emek Zover says, you know what? That's true if the wife is sewing or something like that. The job is sewing, so he gets the impression that she's really working for him. He has a whole, you know, there's a whole factory, a sweatshop, I don't know what he has there. And his wife is sweating away and sewing away as well. All right. But what happens if the wife is teaching in the public school? Or she's a lawyer or a doctor? No one thinks she's working for him. So
whether he deserves her earnings or not, Pasha, he does deserve her earnings. But if he's, in effect, merchel the earnings, so the oilam out there doesn't reckon, doesn't know all these niceties that she's working as a lawyer and the Masadam go to him. And therefore, if he's merchel the Masadam, so the point of fact, the Masadam are not his. And in terms of the perception out there, it's also not directly his, then we can be maker. That's what he passed. Okay, Sifhei. Very important child over here. Sifhei. What does it say? Dover Aved, we said, is mutter. Okay, in some cases. What about a Dover Aved? It's not Aved for me, but it's Aved for somebody else. I won't lose. The Makabas lesson was, also last from Lachlai the Acherim, Elam came to Dover Aved. So the Piskei Tshuva says, what does that mean? What does that mean if it's a Dover Aved for somebody else? Dover Aved, I feel the Acher Mutzera Aved Lasso. If it's going to be Aved for somebody else, you can also do it. If it's going to be Aved for you, Aved for somebody else, we can be Makel as well. Rabbi Kivek, what's from the Chokhmah Sodom? So the Acher Yesh Inyan Dover Aved, Bein amot apolam lach l'rak ovel, ayin b'chaya, chok matod, v'kutish matzemes Moshe, v'tzidei l'hokil. He's mitzadei, he thinks, not sure, it should be mutter. Where do you get it from? Where do you get it from? You got it from the Rosh, end of Simen, Dalet. Take a look, Rabotai. The Rosh, end of Simen, Dalet. The Evshar, the last narrow line there. Shagan l'pirish arrived down. Hu mutter, kevin shasadu shal acher, right? Ain that nikra maleches avel. And the mashmos over there is that an orit, a sharecropper, could work for somebody else, right? Why? What's the heter? Heter is, it's dover avet, not for me. It's Dover Aved for the heter being for the owner. That's what the Piskei Tshuva seems to say. Rabbi Kivek, quotes the Chokhmah Sodom, quotes the Rosh. Comes on the Chazon Ish, at the end in Aruch Chaim, Simon Kuf Laman Hez, it's not true. Dover Aved is only Aved for the person himself. That's called a Dover Aved. What's the heter over here? Oh. What's Takap Shad Chazon Ish? What's the full heter of the details? What's the Machlekes Piskei Tshuva Chazon Ish? Pishchei Tshuva learns Dov Oved, you know what the heter is? Chosa Torah Mamona Shal Yisroel. So the man, what's the difference if it's A's money or B's money? As long as it's Yid's money, it's the Halacha Drachmonis. Dov Oved is what's Pshat and Chazon Ish? Suggest the Divrei Sofrim? No. If the Ovel knows he's losing a fortune every minute, what's the point of forbidding him from working? The whole reason why an Ovel shouldn't work, they shouldn't be Masiyach Das and the Avelis and focus on the Avelis. We're always thinking about every minute another $10, another $100, another $1,000. He's not thinking about the Avelis at all. Better let it work. He'll work. He'll finish the work. He'll think about the Avelis. Practical consideration. If that's the case, it's only true by the Avelis of the person, by the loss of the person himself, which preoccupies his mind. Someone else's loss of the, if you be the Chofetz Chaim, someone else's loss will preoccupy his mind the same as his own loss. But the world is not all made up of Chofetz Chaim. So the mayor, if someone else is lost, he'll be able to think about his own avails. So there's no cooler. That's what the suggested shot in the Chazon Ish. Fine. Oh, so where does this come up? It's in Sif Yud Beis in Shulchan Aruch. In Ma'avalu Oris the Sada Shel Acherim Lo Yavalu Biatmo, but the Acherim is Mutter. Okay, and that halacha. That's what the where all the Yisurim come from. So Rashi explains, in certain cases you can work. We should say that the Baal and Sharina, right? We should say that the Baal and Sharina, that someone else will do the work, even though the Oret is an Ovel. Sounds like Dover HaOved of somebody else. No, the first of Mechaber. It's really not a Mechaber. That lesson comes from Rashi on the Rift. Rashi on the Rift, on this din, explains, that's a quotation of that Rashi. So the question, what do the words mean in Rashi? So we read the words to mean that Dover Aved of somebody else is considered in the category
of Zavar HaAved. No. So it sounds like to me, says the Chazon Ish, no, that's not the Pshat. So what about the Pshat in the Rashi? Like this. Look, he's a worker. He's an Orit. He entered into a contract. He is Meshubid Rabotai. He has an obligation, a financial obligation, a halakha obligation based upon a pre-existing commitment to this somebody else. That's the Pshat. Now, we therefore allow him to get someone else to work in his stead to till the soil. And if it's a matter of, if you look at the sugya, of chamarim and gamalim, of camel driving camels and or donkeys, we allow him to do it himself. Why? Well, let someone else take over. Look, my donkey, my camel will stop right over here, and we'll now transfer another donkey or camel. That's kind of an issue. Yeah, true, we can do it, maybe. But that means you have to take all the loads. You might download, that means the computers, but download donkey A and put it up on, and load up donkey B. That itself is a tremendous hassle. It's not like a field. One guy stops, one guy picks up the shovel and starts shoveling. Here it's a whole ASIC to download and put on. It's wild. It's also very difficult to find another donkey or camel in the middle of the desert somewhere. Who knows where they're walking? By a field, it's not so difficult. In any event, one could argue, even according to Chazon Ish, so what happens if there's simply nobody else who can do the job? The guy's my computer. He's a computer whiz. And again, well, let someone else do it. Someone doesn't have his whiz kite. He doesn't have the expertise to be able to fix the problem. Because it would be mutter. So what's the machloikas chazon to switch? So here's the case. The person's a computer whiz, but he never signed a contract with the other guy. He's not under contract. The guy goes to call and avails. Hello? Yes? I hear you're the computer whiz in town. All right. I have a major computer problem. It's not fixed today. I'm losing $1 million. Sorry. I'm sorry. It's an avail. Can't go. But it's a davar aved. My rabbi told me it's all davar aved. He says, yeah, but my rabbi Chazon Ish says that it doesn't apply for someone else's loss. I'm sorry. If it's my other pitch, it should have said differently. I said, okay. That's what my focus upon him to come in. He's not under any contract in advance. Well, the loss of someone else is included in the cooler of Dover HaAved. So now we have the famous Aruch HaShulchan. Can you pass me the Aruch HaShulchan? It's right there on that file. I want to read it to you in Sivvav. Very important Aruch HaShulchan. What if a person employs workers and he has to pay the workers no matter what? They're not going to say the bosses in Avelis will forego our wages for this week. Are you crazy? They have to support their own families. They're the bosses in Avelis. Who cares? Said the Fitzchay, said the Aruch HaShulchan, Tivav, the Baal Malacha, HaMazdik Polin, U'mishalem Lahem Yichol Lassus in Malacha Bebeso. Why? Ein Lecha Dover HaOved Yosim Yizeh, Shemishalem Lahem Yikisa Bakol Yom. That's Hefzit Gomor. You have to pay him out of pocket expenses. Even if he's a rich man, it doesn't make a difference. V'chay Nira Lahoros. This is the Pesach of the Aruch HaShulchan. Of course, this is relevant. Whenever we discuss Dover HaOved, it's relevant not only for Hilchus Avel, which we're learning now, also for Hilchus Kalamai, right? So the same concept exists of Dover HaAved. But I saw yet the Sharei Tshuva in Siman Tov Kuf Lamed Zayin Sif Aleph does not seem to be in concurrence with this Aruch HaShulchan. Again, in describing what's called Dover HaAved and what isn't, the very beginning of Taklaz says the Sharei Tshuva, Ein lahatzis sparam v'chalamoyim. Asher shapolim shapasuk lem sparam kavua bein yelo pula bein lo yelo lo mikri davar aved v'shvil shemabit sar polim me'acha shemolechas atfus atmein davar aved. It's not aved, it's the printing itself. It's only a side point. You're paying workers. That's what he says. The argument is the Aruch HaShulchan. The very basic machlokes of Barzai and Hilchos Dover HaAved. Do you think Rav Pesachim agree with the Aruch HaShulchan nowadays? Oh, fine. Let's go on, Barzai. We're still in Sif Hei in the Ramah. We haven't gone past it yet. What did Ramah say in Sif Hei? Again, the Im Lo Yochel Asper Ne'achem U'Dover HaAved Mutu Lasso So'ovel Bi'atmo. Yesham. Well, what is it? So what is the Rosh Ramah's own hakra? Well, the Akash Lo Shiyamim Rishonim Yesh V'Hakel V'Afilu Toch Kimmel who have said meruba is a typical Ramah compromise. What's the pshat? We explained before. The mechaber asked it. Right? The mechaber has no kula. No kula. Right? Only it's only matir the davar of it are they acherim. Never matir any are they asma. That's the mechaber. Right? That's the Rif, the Rambam, the Raivid, the Maram. They're not matir anything. Okay? But so the Mukhe Yosef added, you need to grant the Raivid. What was the Raivid's Raya? The Raivid's Raya in Siman Aleph was for the first 3 days. Says in the Mukhe Yosef that beyond the first 3 days, even according to the Raivid, it should be Mutter. So therefore, in Dake Moshe, he says that HaMekil lo hifted, because Allah could be HaMekil be'ovel, u'bifrat li'ach ha'shlosh. Those who rely upon the Rosh and the Ramban, okay. Surely after 3 days, even according to the Raivid with his Raya, it should be Mutter. So therefore, based on that, what did he write over here? He made Achra. First, after 3 days, he says, you can be Maker. Even within the first, because even according to the Raivid with the Raya of the Raivid, it should be Mutter. As is pointed out by the Nebuka Yosef. Within the first 3 days, where the Raivid is not on your team anymore, then you can only be Maker, based upon the Ramban and the Rosh. They have said Merubo. That's not a little Dover of it. That's the Ramos Achra. Let's go to Sivvot. Prakmat yishalo b'dover oved, shemo yimkor yasin me'akeren, and keres adeh keren. So lo prakmat yish osur, but you lose the keren, the principle, not just the revach, it is permissible, it's called a dover oved. What will happen in a case where you're not sure? There's so many cases in the world, you're not sure. Will you lose the principle, or will you not lose the principle? What's the din in that kind of a case? But it's Mishnah Brewer discusses it in the perspective of Hilchos Chol HaMoed. You have the wrong amount of makom, I think. So the Mishnah Brewer's psak is as follows: that if it's going to be a case in which it's a chashash motzui, then it's mutter. But if it's a chashash she'eino motzui, it's a very rare. A small possibility that you're going to lose the money, then we are machmir. That's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Oh. Interestingly, the Chochmas Sodom says no, mutter. The Torah is matirin. And he says, look in Tosfos. Take a look at Tosfos. Yud Amud Beis. Give a look, please. Yud Amud Beis and Tosfos. Yud Amud Beis and Tosfos. Bottom Tosfos. Tosfos says, "V'davar aved mutter, hirish v'davar shem loyim karena ata, shema loyim karena pam acheres yafta min akeren." Shema. Well, he says, "Shema." Maybe you lose the principle. That's sufficient to consider it davar aved. Look what he says further. Avim lo yafta min akeres, elas lo yarviach kokach, ein zechoshev davar aved. That's not considered to be in the category of Dover Ove. Just to make a profit, it's not called a Dover Ove. Fine. Now, the Chayotim suggests a compromise. We already pointed out, Rabotai, a distinction between Malacha proper and Tzchora. Malacha is Mochama, Tzchora is a Machloka, so Rishonim, two days in Mukha Yosef. It makes the following distinction. For Malacha, we should be machmir in the child. Shema. For Skora, we can be Mekil. Remember, the Beis Yosef, he says, Asirit, suffix, and he based on his shot on a rush. The first Perek, Simen Chof Gimel. Perek Aleph, Simen Chof Gimel. Talk about Pragmatia. Right, and what's considered Dover Ovid, what's going to lose the Karen, etc. He talks about an interesting Yerushalmi. What's the Yerushalmi? Interesting. What happened in the Yerushalmi here? The Rush page, Lamed Aleph, second column on the top. Okay? Where it says, with a small little basis, Hadosh Hayarta, Shore Lemizman Mino B'Moada, is the case of a Shayora. Mashma, behold Yerushalmi, in his dame b'moed davasha eino matzoi mikri shaper dava ave gonna bow shayara shal tochem b'moed hevi u'habet skoros u'mochem b'zol v'yim tachra moed hafashiras konan ato b'yaskoros b'yoka konan mehen u'mochem lehen d'meniyas ha'revach u'hefzit keva d'davasha eino matzoi hu. So here it's such a rare opportunity, so it's considered to be a hefzit. So on this basis, the Beis Yosef read shot into this rush that in order to be considered an Easter, a hefzit of Rav, it has to be certain loss otherwise not. However, most poskim say the rush didn't mean that. What did he mean? Or what did the Rishalmi mean? So the Ramban says like this, Rabbosai. No. Miniyas HaRevach is never a Dover Ovid. Never. What's the Rishalmi talking about? Not the Pshat. You have an opportunity to buy something cheap and sell it at a higher price, and it's almost impossible to recreate this opportunity. No. Still not. What do you mean, Dover Ovid? It's a buy for your personal use. For your personal use, writes the Rambam. Not to be dover, it's coming out of your own pocket. It's a sale. Not a sale that you're going to do, you're a handler buying and selling. You need it for yourself, for your personal use. That's how the Rambam understood the pshat in this Yerushalmi. That's a whole different interpretation. It's page Kuf Ayin Alf, what I have to see on the Maram HaKomet. The Rambam quotes the Ravid. The Ravid says, no, they're the biggest maker of all. The Ravitz is what is it for a living? He's an accountant. Every accountant will tell you, from his perspective, no difference. You don't, right? A penny saved is a penny earned. There's no difference in earned and saved. It's an accountant's language. So the Ravitz is the same as if you lose money, it's of it. If you don't make profit, it's also of it. I said before, the Gemara, if I care, the Gemara, not the Alice, but you can't go fishing, even though if you don't go now, you're going to lose the fish, whatever. A difference of the Ravid. That's a tircha or malacha. Don't quote in the Ramban. Tircha malacha. Then they ask it. But for just schora, they're mapping schora not only if you're going to lose the principal, but also to make a profit. The Shach here in the Kotan Zion has a different interpretation. The Shach says, when the Mizdin is quoted in the Mechaber Tevot, Shayaras of Sinus Bo, and it's very rare, Mutter, why is the Shach of Kotan Zion? It's considered to be a dover of it. A dover of it? And that's what the rush means. That could be what the rush means. But you don't really need and the Mechaber calls the rush, you don't really need the Beis Yosef Chumrah that you need a Vadei Hefzit. These six of the stack of roll posts are certainly in Chorah, a Suffolk Hefzit is enough to be Mat. Now I will turn to the rush again in Perek Beis, Simon Gimel. Please, everyone, turn. Perek Beis, Simon Gimel. It's the bottom of the first column on page 62. Everyone see the place? We're going to start from the Gam. Ma. The last word on the line is the gam. The next word on the line begins the word ma. And you see the word ma? That's 10 lines up from the bottom. Ma shapirish means Rashi. Dim hoya ovel mukkar o muskar et alacher. Shiyasu atzim malacha. If you're a sharecropper or work with somebody else, you'll have the malacha in availus. Nearly kula gadola. It's not true. So if you don't have a spaz for that stalker, lo yasa b'tzinah b'tzoch 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 Sharina le lasa malacha b'farhesya bitmiya. How can there a leak a pirish arrive it down? Har recent machakiyim a kablana b'sada shel avil harei elu yasu u'bishul shabal atzadehu avil. That's the pshat. Not that the aris is an avil. The bal atzad is an avil. Well, yimdu milavad al shamra. They have a right to keep working. They make their own cut. They're working really for themselves. They get one third, let's say. So even though the boss is an avelus, they're working for themselves. But if the oris itself is an avelus of the rush, you may not work. Argues the rush. What's takam shana rashi? Take a look in the korban asano ches. Shem hefzid mamono hem me'at sharin lehem lochada b'farhesya. How can it be? So he said like this, quote, Agos Maimini, Shem Ra'am, Shem lo yasu, yapsidu, not only the work for that day, gam skar ayom m'sha'achar evlo, and a skar kol ha'chodesh, v'zev vada ein lam lahapsid, for the kach yasu avtokim evlo adkan. But also, I think a chiddush, that if a person loses his days, his earnings of that day or that week of Avelis, look, that's what you're supposed to do. If they don't, they're losing your earnings. That's what they tell you not to work. Of course you're going to lose your earnings. But after you get fired, you lose your job. So the post says, if a person said, boss, not coming in next week. So what's next week? Sukkot. Sukkot? My calendar is only... There's only prohibited work 2 days. What do you mean I'm not coming in for 9 days? Well, my rabbi said, can't come in for 9 days. You're fired! My rabbi, to fire the rabbi. You're fired, Yimon. So the post can say, you're not required to lose your permanent job over this. I, what do you mean? Medias Areva. So you won't make money for the next 20 years. Don't Medias Areva. So the post can say, but if you have a job, you're losing your job, That's also called a hef. That's not called ovir. It's not called the yitzareva. Even though the jobs I'm going to provide you with fun, but generally it's accepted by post. So here too, it's a pshat rashi. Avada, to lose your own money. You're fired. I want to come back next week. Forget it. I'm going to have to get another worker for this week. I'm going to keep him because he's a good worker. I'm going to keep him for the rest of the season. That's the cooler. You're not going to lose your whole parnasa for the whole season or over this. That's the Pashta Pshat Lechora in Rashi as explained by the Korban Asana. The Oval should have found someone else to stand in for him. No, maybe he couldn't. You know, that's what Rashi's saying. In that kind of case, if you can't find somebody else, you will be allowed to do it yourself. Take a look now in Sif Tez Zion and Shulchan Aruch. Both everyone open up, it's a little bit complicated over here. Better if you look inside. Sif Tez Zayin. Ima Ovel Muskor Li Acher Lo Yase Malacha Bimei Evlo. Finish. You can't do it. Ava De Acherim Shari. Oh, Zel Meha Rosh says in parentheses. But the Rosh is saying that you can't do it because you can get someone else to do it. Because you do it yourself as a kula gadola. That's a kula gadola. The Rosh didn't accept to do it yourself. Remember the lesson of the Rosh? Let's read the Rosh. It's very important to read the lesson one more time. Ashayasa hu asa malaga nearly kula gadola. What did Ramah derive from the lesson of the Rosh? He himself should do it as a kula gadola which we reject. But if someone else do it for him, then we can accept. Right? It's a good diyuk, no? The Shach is an interesting diyuk, but it's wrong. The Shach in Yitzayim argues on the diyuk of the Ramah. So he's wrong. So here's the question. It's hard to get through this properly. What's going on over here? Is he going to lose his job, or is he not going to lose his job? The Korban is not going to grab Shana Rashi. If he's going to lose his job, he should be able to do it himself if he can't get somebody else to do it. If there are most of somebody else to do it, then the extension might be, if there's nobody else, if there's no one else there to do it, then maybe you can even do it by yourself. If you're going to lose your job. And losing your job is considered to be in the category of Dover Ha'ove. Hello, my. You're not going to lose your job. So if you're not going to lose your job, so what's the heter al yedei acherim? Let someone else do it. If you want, too bad. Let's say it's a dover offer for somebody else. He won't lose his job, but he'll lose his crap. As the Chazon Ish version of it, that you have a shishibu to that fellow. That's the what you have to, what you have to say. So then what's the machlokes for Shach and the Ramah? The Shach and the Ramah, you die in the Ramah's room. I would ask him, sorry, Masma Silem a dover offer, it means intrinsically, not a dover of it. So I'm asking a question. You're losing a job or not losing a job? So after I say like this, if you're losing a job, that's a dover of it externally. Otherwise, you're not losing a job. So you're not losing a job So why is that a chayr and shor? You have to say, because the boss is going to lose, or the chibut. That's part of pshat in the Ramah, and the shach is wrong. So you're not going to lose your job. I don't know it for you. Don't know it for somebody else. Perhaps when I make on this kind of a case. When I make on this kind of a case. Right, the Mechab himself is making on Sifu's base. Right, and the Ovel is Oris. So then, either Achayrim is Mutter, because it's called the Melechas Balas Soda, the Bishach said over there in Sifkotten, Yud Gimel. So maybe over here it's not called the Melechas Balas Soda. He doesn't say what he's doing over here, maybe he's not working on his field. Again, it's not completely clear what the machlokas Ramah and the Shach is, how it relates Sif Tazayin back to Sif Yud Beis. Oh. But the real truth, if you look in Sif Yud Zayin, it comes out again, Hoyse Melechas Acherem B'yodo, Afila B'davar Tolosh, Gomerek V'kabeh Mekablonos, V'in Shlo Mekablonos, Lo Yase. Again, don't do it. Why not? So the Mordechai writes in tough stomach test, you know why you shouldn't do it? You do it later. You do it a week later. After that, it's over. You should do it. No, take a look. Open up to the Mordechai for a minute. Tough stomach test. Explain to you why you shouldn't do it. Why do it now? Do it a week later. So terrible. Things get postponed all the time. Lo yach, the beginning of tough stomach test, right? Right? Don't do it today, do it next week. You know, the expression is, come back next week, you know. The expression in America. Come back next week. Come back next week. That's what it says. So the Dark Moshe says, it's called Zion. But if it's a Dover of Aid, if you won't do it this week, Mutter. Because it's Melechas Acherim. That's exactly the Pishkat Shivach HaShafayim of this Kula. What's the nature of this Kula? On the Dark Moshe Zion. Based upon the Mordechai Tatzah. What's the nature of the Kula? Is the Pshat is Melechas Acherim, it's Mutter because it's a Dover, he's going to lose money? Well, no, because you're Meshubah to him, because you already agreed to work for him. So the Lashon of the Mordechai, where he says, Meshiyokal Atol Tulachim Me'evlo, is not so conclusive, really. The Dark Emotion is a little bit more conclusive. The Dark Emotion in Simon Shin Pei, Sifkotten Zion, when he quotes this Kula, let's look how he expresses himself. Dark Emotion says, for Mordechai, the Shavu Yochel, Asuzai Lecha Me'evlo, Mashma, Dihavi Dover Obud, Iloy Asenavi Me'evlo, Ose, Hoil, Vuhu Shalacherim. Now the expression "Hoel v'ushal acherim" to me sounds a little bit like the Chazon Ish called the Pesach Tshuva. What if you don't have to end this? Just say "Dover Aved." He could be Dolkai. I mean, that even the Chazon and Dover Aved of somebody else is also considered Dover Aved. But sounds like a second step. The Nudin. That's some kind of a Shibud. Perhaps it's not completely clear to me who's right. Now it's notice over here. The Dark Emotion says, listen carefully, who's doing it? Are you doing it? Is someone else doing it? So the process over here is, he says, he's doing it himself. That's what he says over here in the Dark Emotion. We open to the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramaz Magi and the Shulchan Aruch. What did he say? Sif Zayin, the Mudavar Aved, Yaseh de Acherim. Hey, it's a Sira. The Dark Emotion says you can do it yourself. And in the Kent that I go, Shulchan Aruch, he said, Ayadeh Acherim. So the Amek Dover Reishlun said, you know what? He changed his mind. He backed out. And Dark Emotion was more maker, you can do it yourself. And then to get to the Shulchan Aruch, there's more machmir, let somebody else do it. I wanted to do a different suggestion. Dark Emotion is machmir himself if there's no one else to do it. And here in Shulchan Aruch, he says someone else should do it, where someone else can do it. Maybe it's not machlokas, and someone else can do it. Not two different cases. The Shach again says that there are more talks over here. Dover ha'aved. That's what he writes over here. The mudover ha'aved Yaser the Acherim. In Sifta Zayin, he said, of the Acherim Sharif, he didn't use the word Dover HaAved. Why? So the Pshah was, the Shach was there, it's a case where he's losing his hold. He's committed for months' work. Sifta Zayin. Of a Muskel Acher, the expression is used over here, Chodesh HaChodshayim. He says, months and months of a job depends upon it. This is the Shach Yutef. Now, Kasim Shu Muskel HaChodesh HaChodshayim Sharif, Mashenkin Hacha. So Hacha, and Sif Yudzayim, where he doesn't think no Chodesh HaChodshayim, Sam, Lero, Kablonis, huh? Therefore, there's only a Kula if it is an intrinsic Dover HaAvei. Why don't we say it's going to get fired over here? So it could be the Pshat, as the Emet Zavar says in Rishon Days, in Sif Tezayim, where he's a paid worker, being paid by the hour, he needs to be fired. You are fired! So that's an automatic Dover of it. But in Sif Yudzayim, what happened? He gave him the cloth, said, go make me a suit. Okay? The guy knew I was sitting with the cloth, takes a week off for Avelis. He said, you're fired. You can't fire me. You can't fire me. I'm fireproof. Huh? I have a fireproof garment. I have the garment in my hand. You hire me to make a suit. I'll make my suit. Whenever I want to make a suit, you can't send me massage missions like that. That could be shot. If it's only Muslim, it's a dover of it intrinsically. Now I'll say one more thing, and then we'll have to stop. We're not going to be able to finish this. We'll have to do a little bit more on Malacha tomorrow, and then we'll start the new inyanim. The new, hopefully by tomorrow, we'll have the new Ma'amakomas. Anyone finish the Ma'amakomas? Yes. Raise your hand. Not everybody finished it. Okay. So, because there, we have left problems. We hopefully we'll do sheet out tomorrow. I hope at the beginning of the state, if not, a little bit further in. Rabotai, there's a famous Gemara here, very famous Gemara, Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Take a look. Let's just get an introduction to the sugya. Mission tomorrow, we will try to complete it. Yud Aleph Amud Beis. 'Towards the bottom, interesting case over here. Marion bere the Rav in the last five lines. Umar bere the Rav, Acha bere the Rav. Havalu ahu gamla the Torah bahadi hadadi. They had a pair of oxen. That's the Pasha Shad. That's called a Semet Boker ben Shneim. I mean, it's a pair of oxen. Nebuch Yisra b'milsa b'mar b'rei d'rav Acha b'rei d'rav. He became an oven. Upaske l'gamla, he took his ox with him. Om Rav Ashi, Gavar Rabba, k'mar b'rei d'rav Acha, oven hochi. Neiz l'pshed d'el l'chayish. You're going to be a big tzaddik and not work. Your own ox shouldn't work. Ad acherim l'chayish. Chutzliyah. We call that tzaddik of Yenim Tzcheshman. You'll be a tzaddik and remove your ox from the pair. Now that they can't schlep the hoe anymore. You can't do the work in the field anymore. But Tanya Lane was gone and Mukhana Sakhema Eliyasu. So it's mutter. Sovar Odom Koshuv Shine. What's the impression over here? That for a plain person it's mutter, for Odom Koshuv, it's us. Look on the side of the Einish, but what's obviously missing, conspicuously missing in the last Einish on the page? What's missing, Rabbi? I say what? Ramba. The only Torah of Shulchan Aruch. It's missing in the Rambam. Left it out. So let's, instead of rushing through, let's stop over here. Mention tomorrow, we'll start to rush Simon Hay because of the riff in the Rambam in the Sugya, and then we'll try to complete this and go back.
When the Shabbat says that, he says dying.